Yeah, I'm going to have to sharpen up my pencils when it comes to turning 62, because technically I'm supposed to go to 67 for full Social Security, so I have to determine whether it's worth it or not to take it, and part of that is how long would it take to pay the difference if I started taking it at 62, yada, yada, yada. Basically, if I can afford to live without it, then I'm going to do that so that I get better benefits.